Masechet Ketubot, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. Misha Hay Nasui, Arba Nashim, Vemes. Somebody who was married to four wives, and he died. Now the wives want to collect their ksuba from the property that he left over. Harishayna Kodemis Lashnia. The first wife collects before the second wife. The wife who had the earliest date on her ksuba had the first right to collect. So therefore, if there's only enough property left to pay only one ksuba, the first wife is the one that collects. Ushnia Lishlisha. The second wife collects before the third wife. Ushlishis Lurafiyah. The third wife collects before the fourth wife. Harishayna Nishpach Lishnia. The first wife, before she collects, she has to make a shvua to the second wife that she has not previously collected anything from her ksuba. Because maybe there's only enough property left for the first one to collect. So therefore, the shnia wants to make sure that she has not previously collected her ksuba. Ushnia lishlishis. The second wife must make a shvua to the third wife. Ushlishis l'raviyas. The third wife must make a shvua to the fourth wife. But her raviyas nifras shelo b'shvua. The fourth wife can collect without making a shvua. Now, even though we have said earlier that ein nifram ein nichse yisoymim shelo b'shvua, that you cannot collect from the property of yisoymim without a shvua, here we are talking about without no yorshim. So therefore, the fourth wife has nobody to swear to. And since there are no yorshim and no other bali chayvet, she collects without making a shvua. Benanes oymer, v'chi mipnei shehi acharoina niskeres. Do we say that since she is the last one to collect, she should win out and not have to make a shvua at all? Afhi lo tipara ela b'shvua. The fourth wife also has to make a shvua before she collects. Now, even though she had nobody to make a shvua to, the Gemara explained that we're talking about over here where one of the properties that one of the earlier wives collected is a disputed property. It might be a stolen property, and therefore it might be taken away from her. So therefore, that wife can insist that the fourth wife make a shvua to her that she has not previously collected her ksuba, because if her property gets taken away from her, then she will lose out. Now, the Tanakhama holds that even if the property gets taken away from one of the earlier wives, she can go ahead and take away the property that the fourth wife collected, as he holds that Baal Chov Mu'uchar, Shekara Mu'gava, Ma Shegava Lo Gava, a Baal Chov who has a later date on his star than previous Bali Chovas, that collected before one of the previous Bali Chovas, that previous Baal Chov can go ahead and take away the property from the Baal Chov with a later date. So therefore, the fourth wife is a Baal Chov Mu'uchar, as she had the latest date on her ksuba. So therefore, if the property gets taken away from the earlier wife, she has nothing to be concerned about because she can go ahead and take away the property from the fourth wife. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, there is no reason for the fourth wife to take a shvua. But Benan is called Baal Chov Mu'uchar, Shekaram Ugava, Mashagava Gava. A Baal Chov with a later date on his star that collects before one of the previous Bali Chovas. That collection is a good collection, even though he collected Shelo Kedin, as he should not have collected until after the previous Bali Chovas collected. But since he did collect beforehand, he can keep the property. So therefore, the earlier wife, with an earlier date in her ksuba, has what to be concerned about. If her property gets taken away, she cannot take away the property from the fourth wife. So therefore, according to Benana, the fourth wife must take a shvua that she has not previously collected anything from her ksuba before she collects. Hayu yoytzeis kulon b'yoy mechad. Kol ha-kudemet l'chaverta afilu sha'achas zochsa. If all the wives have the same date on their ksuba, then if one of the wives has a date with an earlier hour than one of the other wives, then she is the one that collects first, since her star is earlier. The Kacha Yukaisim B'Yerushalayim shows. This is only relevant in Yerushalayim, as in Yerushalayim they wrote the exact hour, as opposed to other places where they only wrote the date, not the hour. Hayu Kulan Yoytzois B'Shah Achaz Ve'ein Sham Elamana Chokos B'Shavu. If the date on all the wives' suvas are equal, they have the exact same hour, even though the Baal left over only one mana, which is the amount of a ksuva of an amana, they split equally, so none of them has an earlier date than the other. They must split the mana among them. Somebody who was married to two wives, umachar et sedeo, and he sold his property. The first wife had written to the lekeach. Now, writing alone is not enough. She must make a kinyan. And she says, I forfeit any right to litigate with you. I will not take away any property from you. And now the husband dies, leaving no property. So the right would be for the wife to collect their ksuba from a buyer of the property that bought their property after the date of their ksubas. Hashmiya moitzia mehalikeh. The second wife now takes away the property from the loikeh who bought this property after the date of her ksuba. As the first wife cannot collect from this loikeh since she forfeited any right to take a property from it. V'harishayna min hashmiya. The first wife then goes ahead and takes away that very property from the second wife, as we saw in the mission before, that Baalcho Mu'ocher, Shekana Mu'gava, Ma'shagava Lo'gava, a Baalcho with a later date that collected before a Baalcho with an earlier date, that collection is not valid. The earlier Baalcho can then go ahead and take away the property from the later Baalcho. So therefore, the first wife now takes away the property from the second wife, V'ha'lekeach Menarishon, and subsequently, the Lekeach goes ahead and takes away the property from the first wife, and since the first wife has forfeited any right to take away a property from the Lekeach, and here it's as if she took away the property directly from him, so therefore the Lekeach now goes ahead and takes away the property back from her. This goes on and on, and the second wife will now go ahead and take away the property from the Lekeach, and the first wife will go ahead and take away that property from her, as Bachom Ocher Shakara Mugava, Mashagava, Logava, and the Lekeach will then go ahead and take away the property back from the first wife, Ad sheyasu pshara beinam, until they make some sort of compromise that both wives and the lekeach take something, and that way they could end the dispute. V'chein balchov, v'chein isha balaschov. This scenario would also be true by a balchov and an isha balaschov. Now the case would be that somebody who was owed money, for example, $100, and the person who owed him money sold two fields, each one worth $50, to two different buyers. And now this Balchov had told the second buyer, Din udvarim ema imach, I forfeit any right to take a property from you. And he makes a kinyan on that. And now the person who owes the money dies, leaving no property. Now the Balchov had the right to collect his chov from these properties that were sold after the date of his chov. Now he cannot collect from the second buyer, so instead he collects from the first buyer $50 worth, which is half of his chov. Now the first buyer now has the right to take away the property from the second buyer since he bought this property, and the property was taken away from him. The seller is mechuyev to compensate him, and since the seller has no money, he therefore goes to a later buyer and takes the property from him. And now the Balchov goes ahead and takes that property away from the lekeach rishon, as he is still owed $50. Now after he takes that property away from the lekeach rishon, the lekeach sheni now takes away that property from the Balchov, since that property originally belonged to him, and he has no right to take a property away from him since he says din udvarim ein le'ima. Now this goes on and on, and now the first buyer will take away that property from the second buyer, and the Balchov will take away the property from him until they make some sort of compromise. And the same would be true by isha balaschov, a woman that is owed a ksuba, the same exact scenario as a Balchov, but here we are talking about an isha that is owed a ksuba as opposed to Balchov, who is owed some sort of other chov.